Hi there. The word for you today is have realistic expectations. In John 2:25 we read he knew what was in man. Jesus saw the best in people and worked to bring it out. But he wasn't naive. He understood human frailty. When people disappointed him, he didn't retaliate in anger or distance them. What did he do? The Bible says, listen to this, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in man. Jesus constantly called people to a higher standard, but he understood that their best would still be imperfect. And you need to understand that about your loved ones too, and help them accordingly. The perfect relationship, or the perfect job, or the perfect church, or the perfect neighborhood don't exist. God knows that. So he gave us instructions on how to deal with people who disappoint us. Galatians 2:6, the Amplified Bible, bear, endure, carry one another's burdens and troublesome moral faults, and in this way fulfill and observe the law of Christ. You say, what is the law of Christ? Jesus gave it to us in John 13:34, again the Amplified Bible. I give you a new commandment, just as I have loved you, so you too should love. Listen, love who? Love one another, not just selective people you like. To love as Jesus loved, you gotta love without condition and without pressure. It's easier to talk about how to treat irritating people than it is to do it, isn't it? But the Lord never commands you to do something that he won't give you the grace to carry out. And the great thing is this, in the process of doing this, you actually become more like Jesus. That's the real payoff.